The United Nations estimates that over 1 billion people, or approximately 15% of the world's population, live with some form of disability. Having a disability may have its disadvantages, but persons living with disabilities possess the potential to participate more fully in society if they are given the opportunity. In light of this, the government is urging companies to employ persons with disabilities as a means of ensuring that these individuals play a role towards national development.
That is why I say let us as a nation spare no effort in breaking down the barriers and opening the doors for an inclusive society for all. A great part of this process of inclusiveness involves preparing the members of the disabled community to impact the wider labor market.
Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer. Many companies have risen to the challenge and have answered the government's call to employ persons with disabilities. Manufacturing firm Janitorial Distributors is one such company.
In my manufacturing facility, most of them are hearing impaired, but that doesn't stop any efficiencies. I'm still getting very good productivity and efficiencies out of all of my workers. My efficiencies might very well go up a little bit more because of me hiring disabled.
Owner of the manufacturing firm Janitorial Distributors, Roger Chang. He says his company employs over 30 persons with disabilities, and these persons have proven that they are capable of carrying out their duties to the best of their abilities.
My experience with them is that they are, on average, much more productive than your average able-bodied worker. They appreciate the job, they come to work on time, they put in a good day's work without much talking and skylarking and sleeping on the job and so forth, because their opportunities for work is so limited.
Philip works at the manufacturing firm Janitorial Distributors. One may think that he is not capable of carrying out certain duties because of his speech impediment, but owner of the company, Roger Chang, gives us a different story.
Philip does just about everything. He has been with us for many, many, many years, so he's trained in just about almost all the aspects of this side of the business, the manufacturing side. So all the aspects of manufacturing furniture, from the metal, painting, the woodwork, the woodwork shop, all aspects. He knows how to handle all the power tools, all the spraying equipment.
Contrary to popular belief, there are several posts within an organization that persons living with disabilities can fill.
Somebody with a foot that is not working too right, they could be a telephone operator. Somebody that is physically challenged can do computer work, desk jobs.
Mr. Chang is urging other companies to join in the effort to employ persons living with disabilities.
And I would encourage more businesses to employ wherever possible. Not to say that they are the perfect human being. They do come to work late occasionally, and they do get lazy occasionally. But generally speaking, they are much more productive.
Owner of the manufacturing firm Janitorial Distributors, Roger Chang. If you own or operate a business and are seeking to employ someone from the disabled community, contact the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities at 968-8373.
Our children are our most valued assets. They are indeed our future and must be protected from harm, neglect, negative influences, and unsavory associations. We must expose them to good values and attitudes that will make them productive and morally strong citizens of our beautiful country. The children of today could be the leaders of tomorrow. Let us give true meaning to the African proverb, it takes a village to raise a child. Communities, rise up, protect, take care of our children.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.